Greetings, everybody. This is James Dillon. I'm your host with As You Wish Talk Radio and East Eddie Stargate. We're on Rumble, East Eddie TV. We're on quite a few channels. So just type in East Eddie Stargate or As You Wish and it'll come up. But there's so much going on right now. I was going to do some quick news just to bring a little humor into the craziness happening right now. But you know, the WEF had their meeting, you know, and they patted each other on the back, you know, concerning perpetuating more disease, poverty, and enslavement, depopulation. So anyway, same old story. Admiral Rachel Levine, part of the Human Health Resources says the science is still out. And still undecided as to what a male and a female is. So, yeah, that's fine. These guys are running our country. You know? Seriously? It's like, okay, now the CDC was just criticized concerning its instructions on how men can breastfeed. I read that one. And they can't. but anyway, they do have a drug that they can take, and they can get a little bit out, but it causes brain damage on the kid. So good job, CDC. Anyway, many people in high positions actually believe that men can give birth and have periods and demanding tampon dispensers in men's bathrooms. And so, I mean, this is in Congress, you know, but they're making these decisions. Yeah, so it's a little crazy. Sound of Freedom surpassed the latest Indiana Jones movie. And good job. Mel and Jim. And Operation Underground Railroad with Tim Ballard is what this movie's about. So check on that, you know, Google that and support these guys, because we know a lot of people involved in this and in getting this out, and they're putting themselves, you know, on the line. And just, you know, a little heads up, guys, prepare to have your character assassinated and be charged of everything that you're exposing, because that's how they work. Anyway, but that's it for the news. I'm not going to do any more news, but some of these things were just so ridiculous I had to cover it. You know, it's like, I think this is all like kabuki theater, so we realize we don't need to be controlled anymore by things outside of herself. I don't know what it's for, but a little housekeeping. We have the Intergalactic Gathering July 14th through 16th, and there's still openings on that. And we also have the yoga and the QHHT healing August 31st through September 4th, I believe, and with Marie Thorne Thompson and Matt Smith. So all that information is on the website. If you go to eastedie.org, you might find out about that. It's all there. We're having some amazing things happen here. We're doing a workshop right now, an incredible herbal and healing workshop, and we've got the skies are busy. There's so many ships flying around out there, and we've got we're gonna have a full-time job just editing, because we film so much of it. We have so much on the camera. But anyway, with any further ado, I want to bring Mary up, who's actually hosting. Kathy. You know what? She's so connected to Mary, I want to call her Mary. But let's bring Kathy up. Mary's been appearing to both of us and sharing some news and giving us guidance and information. So I always see people by their guides.
I'm cool with Mary. I like that.
Yeah.
I've been called all kinds of stuff. That's a nice one.
Oh, this is interesting. I had to scoot over just a little bit just to get you in here. So anyway, you're having an amazing workshop right now. And a lot of happy faces taking this workshop, I've noticed. And a lot of, I know you've been kind of like just going with the flow and having, you know, doing walkabouts and connecting with the land and the nature here and everything else.
We are.
Yeah. Could you talk a little bit about what your workshop's been about and what people are actually learning here?
So I don't know what else, when people expect a workshop, a herb workshop, for to just say, here's the herb, here's what it does. Yeah. But I hope you all know now that's not what it is at all. And being here, how amazing is this? We're here.
Yes.
How, you know, we go out, we walk, we harvest some of the most amazing plants, the energy around these plants, giving offerings, receiving gifts from these plants, receiving the energy, giving energy. It's been amazing. And this group, we started off with, I think, half the people that we actually have. We were going to have this. It kept growing. By the time I got here, it was twice the size that it was supposed to be. Amazing women. I have seen, there's a lot of grandmother energy.
Yeah.
A lot of women. And I think that they're all coming now. They're feeling drawn to it. And they're coming in because the earth is calling us. And they're calling women to do the work that we came here. Now's the time. So we're past, they're coming in and they're just learning. They're just swallowing up this information and tears and laughter. And isn't that the way to do a workshop, right? Yes, let's have fun.
Yeah, there's I know right now it's like, I love the group here because everybody gets my bad humor.
Somebody said, the rascal. That's what they call you, the rascal.
But, you know, it creates an energy, and we're all out there laughing and having fun, and the ships come in, and they check it out, and they can sense and feel that energy, and that's what brings them in. It's all about, you know, having an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and put it out there. I want to see. I want to know. And that's all it takes. You don't have to be a rocket science, you know, to have these experiences. But, and the herbal things, I think tomorrow I'll go in there and snip a few things at the other place and bring them over. But
if you've seen, Myra's been making some amazing. He has been a god. It's been. I do these workshops. I do this particular class many times every year, and I do it all over the. I haven't had this much fun doing it in forever. Not only the energy of the people here, but Myra's just. And Kathy, holy cow, these women have been creating and making and feeding. Yeah. And, you know, women love to eat. So you bring us good food, they all show up. So, you know. And then also some of the medicines. The medicines are powerful here, aren't they, ladies? We are like, wow, so much good stuff. We were out harvesting echinacea from your field. Thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
For giving us permission to do that. So she harvested this. Some of the women went out early this morning and I wasn't one of them. I don't get up there. But they were out harvesting and digging echinacea and making fresh echinacea things. And Myra makes all kinds of fun stuff from all the. I'm so impressed with Myra. Holy cow. All the things she's making here and all the love she puts in. That's the other thing, right? When you're eating food or making medicines and you're putting love and intention, how much greater is that medicine than. And seeing and empowering, this is a part of it too, is re-empowering women to say we don't have time to think small anymore. That's what we're here for. We're here to create, be part of the change and the shift. You can't do it when you're thinking small. We got to be empowered, and we got to think big and remember the divine feminine, divine women that you are, that we are. And that's a big part of what we're trying to teach here. And I hope that's getting across to everybody. It feels like it is. Yeah.
I know. I was listening. Babaji came in once and he said, the women shall be first. And I asked, I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, they're more sensitive. They're more open to spirit. And God is a feeling. And they're going to be first. And they're going to drag their husbands and everybody else along with them. And that's been happening here. I see that all the time. And it's great, you know, watching that. And it's... the divine feminine's coming back in and everything's coming back to balance, which is great.
I had that vision a number of years ago. I write about it in my book. And in the vision, I was standing at the water and I was holding hands with women all around me. And as far as the eye could see, either way, was women all holding hands together. And our hearts were open and light was shining from our heart. And we were offering out to the ocean and to the waters. And we really need to take care of our waters. And I had that vision a couple times, and the second time I had it, I was standing there and I thought, where are the men? Yeah. Why is it all women? Where are the men? And just as I said that, coming over the dunes came the sons and the husbands, and came in hell, broke into the line, held hands with the women. And that's when I realized, yes, the women will carry the way, and the men will come because they're the protectors. And they're the warriors, and they're the ones that we need to, but they'll follow the women with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I totally get that.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for bringing all your expertise and your joy and that divine feminine energy and bringing everybody together. And that's what the land really needs. You know, it helps balance everything
out. It's my extreme blessing and pleasure. And thank you for allowing me to be here.
All right. Thanks for coming.
I think Myra's next, huh?
Yeah. All right. Okay, Myra should come and take a bow because she's been making all these incredible tinctures, and we've been working. You know, we go out and harvest all these horsetail and everything you can think of here, and it's growing.
This is not my thing. I'm more in the background.
Yeah.
As you can see, my hair has its own personality.
So we didn't tell Myra she's going to be on the show. We just kind of jilted her and shamed her.
No, but yes, thank you so much, James, for all that you do and the space that you hold here. It is you're such a great steward to the land, and the land shows it. I mean, all the herbs that are here, the comfrey is huge, the horsetail is huge, all the elderberries. I mean, it's the nature spirits.
And, oh yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, amazing. You just walk and there's like St. John's Wort and plantain and everywhere. It's just everywhere. Or oregano growing on the
fence. Wild oregano and the Augustifolia, the wild echinacea that's at risk. So there's a lot of at-risk plants here in the field full of sheep sorrel.
Yeah.
And that's one of the herbs that's in the SCN. Yeah. So, and you've told stories on how people would bring horses here that were sick and
they'd heal. They just eat what's on the land and they heal. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm brain farting. Echinacea. Echinacea is kind of like a joke. It's like a joke root. You cut a little piece off of it and you give it to somebody. You go, try this out. It tastes
good. Well, now you told me. They're having that tomorrow.
I'm not saying anything. Never mind. You guys
y'all have that experience, but it's wonderful.
It's amazing, though. It's the most incredible antibiotic and you can get on the planet. But I won't let that one out. We'll wait for people.
I'll get your reaction.
Yeah, you get quite a. It's just amazing. You can tell it's pretty potent. It does its thing.
It does its job. And I also want to thank, we just have such amazing crew here this year. And everybody we just flow. And we all respect each other. We're all highly capable. And it's just the love. Everybody's coming from their heart. And being a service, so.
And we're doing the work of like 10 people each because we know what we're doing. It's just bam, 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 it's happening. And everybody's just in service mode. And it's amazing how it works. You're in the right consciousness, everything just flows. And Kathy's been helping you in the.
Oh, yeah.
Doing all the meals and everything together. David's out there working. Brendan's in the garden. You know, it's like just a great group.
Linda and Jeff and Brendan and Jesse. Yeah. So thank you all.
Jesse, the mind master. That was funny.
She's our comic relief too. She's she takes after you.
It's a dirty job.
Somebody has to do it. Somebody has to do it. So all right. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming up.
You're welcome.
Yeah, she's always in the background, so we had to drag her up here. But Yeah, there's so many people helping here. It's just, we have such a good group. It's just awesome. And you know, we usually have a lot more helpers, but we found out by the time we explained everything, and we could just do it. You know, so we just do it. Yeah, you know, it's easy. It's easier that way. But I wanted to have some people come up that, yeah, so it's really important. This place is a place you come and you have your own experience. It's not, you know, especially with all the spiritual and the UFO stuff happening and everything else here, it's your experience, and nobody can take that away from you. It's not somebody strutting up on stage saying, see me, dig me, this is, you know, and that's somebody else's experience. It's so important. This is all about empowering the individual and having people have their own experience, their own awakening, and nobody can take that away from you. And so it's so important right now to go within, and the whole universe is within you. Creator is within, you know, the dimensions, the multi-dimensions are within. And you feel these ships when they come over, and they're connecting with us. And the more we develop our own inner sensitivity, the more we can connect with these ships. And that's really what it's about. It's more of a spiritual, these are very, very spiritually and technologically advanced beings. So we have to rise to the occasion. So the circuses out there right now and the carnivals aren't really where it's at. You know, they're controlled opposition and planned opposition. It's a controlled narrative right now. So you really need to go out and do your own research and have your own experience. But on that note, I'm going to bring a couple of our guests up here that are here for this weekend and talk about their stories. So being that you're in the first seat, we'll bring you on up. Get even close because the radio's camera. There you go. Hello. Perfect. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Can you give us your name?
I'm Shannon.
You can make some.
I'm Shannon. I came down for the herbalism course.
Nice.
To be certified.
And you've had some wonderful experiences with the herbal course and everything else, but you've probably had some pretty interesting things happen in the field as well.
Well, this is my third year coming back, because this place is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it holds very special healing powers for me. And you never know what's around the corner.
You're out during the sky watches. There's quite a few ships up there.
Oh, yes. It was really busy last night, I thought. I usually can't stay up that late, but but it was really interesting last night.
Yeah, we got a lot on film. We got to download it, but we got a lot of the bigger power-ups that came over and the turns.
You know, yeah, they were going crazy. They were taking spins and...
Satellites don't make right angle turns.
So that was different.
But yeah, it's the energies. You can maybe speak a little bit about the energies here. What you feel when you come here?
Just a massive sense of calm and peace. And like with all the women that have come for the course, wow! I have never felt such incredible connection with women before, and we all are meeting on the same level and have the same kind of belief. We all believe in the same woo. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah.
You got to experience the main diva tree here.
Oh yes. A fantastic one.
We need to put a warning sign on there, you know, this, you know, connect at your own risk, you know, because a lot of people really have an intense experience with that one.
Yes, I got my feet washed by the Ayurvedic.
Oh, nice.
Foot bath today.
Grounding ritual.
Incredibly beautiful.
I got to do that myself.
I highly recommend it.
They were pretty muddy a little while ago.
Kind of hard not to be.
Yeah. They'll drive through foot wash over there. We don't.
Drive through.
I try my car through. Maybe it'll run better.
Probably.
Right. Well, thanks for coming on the show and sharing your experience. And
appreciate it.
Be sure and come back again.
Absolutely.
All right, next victim.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea how much it costs to have these people on the show. We have to pay depending on their performance.
I've rated it one at this moment.
All right. So go ahead and give me your name. And
I'm Michelle, and this is my second time to ESETI. Mm-hmm. The first time was in 2018. And I just got called. I was finding an excuse or some way of coming back. And then when Kathy's herbal certification came up, I said, that's it. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like it was called to be here. And these women that are here, I get so emotional because they're beautiful and so full. And so I'm so honored. And I'm so honored to be sitting next to you in this beautiful place. And it's just, you'd have, you know, every place you walk is just filled with, hi, you know, everybody's talking. I mean, I don't know if I've ever had that before, but I feel like everything is talking to me now. And it's just so beautiful. Oh, nice. And then being in the sky last night, oh my God, they were going. And then that turn was so amazing. And, you know, you're not going to see that most places. And like you said, we were all so silly last night.
Yeah.
And we were laughing so much that, you know, I'm sure they're going, I want to know, part of what you guys are doing.
people don't realize how important humor is.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're laughing like that, you're connected, your crown opens up. Absolutely. Everything, and you're getting downloads and everything. And I've been out there sometimes. I've laughed so hard I had to go in because I was getting a headache, and it's gonna kill me if I stay out here. But we just have a lot of fun.
It's so much fun, and just such beauty, and so much caring about all. Every single person here has the same respect and honoring of the space, yeah. and the sacredness that's here, and how much we're missing that in so much of our lives. And so, you know, you get a good dose of this and you can bring it and share it with so many. It's just,
Well, that's what this, away. My whole goal was to create a template that people could come here and say, this is the way we need to live. You know, and live close to land, organic, have a spiritual, do your practices and, find balance again.
Absolutely.
And that's so missing. And, you know, teach people the basics about just being kind to each other and the planet.
That is my hugest thing. Kindness. I mean, what is so hard? I don't understand that. Kindness and truth. It's just the lies I can't handle.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just if everybody would, like you say, if everybody would just take a moment and go inside, they would find so much beauty in there. And instead of, you know, all the things that we look in the mirror and we see all the problems or all the, you know, oh my God, I have a pimple or, you know, my hair is all crazy. But, you know, I just, I'm just in awe. I'm just in awe. And Jesse, I just came from her foot. You have to do it.
I definitely will
do. You do. And the tree, she's just so, she envelops you. And she showed me her face today.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so cool. She was smiling. And I just, she made me cry.
We're doing an organic gardening class and we're using kind of like Fenhorn methods and things like that.
Yeah.
And I asked the people, I was talking about that tree is the main ikva, she's the main diva. And I said, you guys want to experience this energy? She said, yeah. And so I went to meditation. I asked her to move over the group. And oh God, the people there went, oh my God, they couldn't handle it.
Oh, you got him.
Got him. Bye-bye. Just broke my vow.
I'm saying anything because you let him go.
Yeah. He's full squish. Actually, he just blew off.
I saw him going away.
Yeah. Mosquitoes. I don't have any tolerance. Mosquitoes and hornets.
Yes. Mosquitoes and what's the other one? I don't like spiders.
Yeah. I don't mind spiders. They eat the mosquitoes.
Well, that's true. As long as they don't bite me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good.
Exactly. Well, awesome. Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
See you more here.
Yes, you will. Definitely. All right. And it's been an honor. Thank you, James.
All right. See who we got next. August has been doing a lot of our photography here, and another one. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I wasn't here for the herbal certification, but I've been helping with the Skywatch, and I just kind of wanted to talk about the shifts we've been seeing. Last night was just, there's a lot of shifts in the sky, lots of different ones going all different directions. I think we all saw the one that was heading south and then kind of went east or just kind of turned. And I was out till like 1:30 in the morning, and I was kind of meditating. No one else was out there, and I kept on getting like a ringing sound in my left ear, and I felt like there was just an energy coming in, and I was looking around, and then I just saw this giant orange, like it was like a pinkish orange light with a like a red light in the middle of it, and it was a huge ship, and it was very low too, just a little, like probably about the same distance off the ground as a low flying plane. And it was going right over the ranch. And it was just amazing. I've never seen a ship like that before. So the energy, you could just feel it when it was coming in. My ears were ringing, my whole body was like tingling. So.
And that's cool. The signal that they give you. A lot of times, if they're Pleiadians, your left side will be tingling, and your ears will be ringing and things like that. And
yeah,
and some of the more warrior guys, like the Ryan Council Light and those guys, they'll ping your right side, and you'll feel them on your right side, like your male side. It's kind of, they all have the Andromedans, your third eye, you'll feel pressure on your third eye, and your crown will start tingling when they're over.
Yeah, definitely. It was only my left ear. Like my other ear, I couldn't hear out of it. Just kept on hearing this like ringing sound in my left ear, and I was just looking around to see it, and then it just kind of slowly went over the ranch, and it was just a really great experience. It's kind of a bummer when no one else is out there, but it's still just a very personal experience.
Yeah,
so
that's more important, you know, having a personal experience and all this.
Yeah, exactly. And a few days ago I was meditating in my apartment in Portland, and I was kind of getting the same sort of feelings. And I had this urge like to go outside on my porch, and literally before I even got out the door, a ship came over and powered up right over my apartment.
Nice.
So it just goes to show, like, you don't have to be here to see the ships. You just have to connect, you know, go inward. Even if you live in a city or someplace that's populated, you'll be able to connect with them anywhere.
Yeah, and they follow you. What's interesting, a lot of people make their connection here and then they go home, and all of a sudden they walk out and they're there. They seem to connect, and they follow them home, or they keep seeing them everywhere they go.
That's what happened to me, really. After I first started coming here, I'd been seeing them a lot, and just right over my apartment. So
great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, definitely. See you tonight. Thank you. Yeah.
All right, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My name's Hugo.
And you've got quite a science background. So we won't go into it if you don't want to.
I've done a lot of work with in aerospace and engineering, and everything that flies is made by man. Well, that was my experience until I was I thought I was just really tired, because I'd flown from China to Great Britain to the East Coast, to Minnesota, and I was flying back to Portland. And I was looking out of the window of an airplane, and I saw three colored lights. And I thought somebody must have an iPad over here, and it was a reflection in the window. And I looked around, and there's nothing there, and they were perfect hexagonal shapes, pink, purple, and green, and they were in a triangular formation. And as we flew, these things just tracked over the wing of the plane, and I was just baffled by it. Kept looking around to see where the reflection was coming from, but the lights were off in the cabin, everyone's eyes closed. And then these three lights sort of opened up, and it looked like they were coming close and coming towards me, but I realized they were staying the same size, so they were just moving away from each other. And then they turned 120 degrees, and then turned 120 degrees again. And I grabbed the person next to me, and I said, can you see this? And we both looked out of the window and it's gone.
Yeah. They seem to do that a lot. I had a guy, he was a triple PhD Boeing engineer, was here, and this ship came in, it was cruising in like this, and it just jumped straight up. Yeah. And then accelerated really fast and stopped. And then he was watching, and he goes, that would splatter anybody in that ship. He said, that's not a plane. There's nobody could handle the G-force on that. And he had it all marked out.
And as we talked about, you have inertial damping.
Yeah.
Within the ship, right?
So yeah. They can do it. We see them come in several thousand miles an hour and make a right angle turn, and there's no way. And this black helicopter, it was chasing the ship, and the helicopter would come in on it and it would just blink out. And then it would reappear on the tail of the ship. And so the helicopter, so it would have to turn all the way around and come back again, and it would vector in on it and it would blink out again. And then it would just reappear behind it again. And it did it for like half an hour. And we were watching. It was kind of funny, but it was kind of showing how gun we are with these ships. They don't have to fly. They just blink in and out wherever they want to be. I doubt if, that field around the ship, I was told if you shoot something at it, it turns it inside out. When it hits it, it just goes inside out. And it's a
protection mechanism.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty interesting. But you've seen a few things unexplainable.
Well, last night was pretty strange for me. Yeah. It was eye-opening. And seeing things in the sky that were obviously what I thought were satellites, and then it was like, what the hell is turning? I will say about this community, because everyone else has kind of mentioned it, I've never talked about what I saw that night because I felt no one would believe me. I didn't know who I could talk to because they would question my
sanity,
my sanity and my authority at work and everything else. But I don't do that job anymore. So.
Yeah. I always tell people I'm insane. The rest of the world's out of sane. That's right. I'd rather be insane than out of sane. But there's so much going on. It's going to be rough for a lot of people because their whole paradigm is going to change. The whole outlook on things is going to change, and it's happening very quickly right now. And we're going to see technology that we call magic, basically, when these beings start appearing. But we've seen them morph. When I was with these other scientists, we were all sitting out there, and this one powers up, it goes boom, and then it morphs, and it's another one, and it's another one, and it became four right in front of us. And so, which wrapping my head around that, if you just jumped and created four ships, it's one ship, but they did some kind of a time change. I don't know what they did, but they created four ships. And then back to one again. And they kept doing it over and over while we're watching them. But what really gets me is like, okay, if there's four crews and they're all the same people, how would you feel about meeting yourself? four of yourselves, how would that work out? It's you really think about this stuff, and you know, some people have a hard time meeting yourself.
Well, you mentioned Matt Smith being at a conference, Doctor Who should never meet himself. Well, there's some kind of, can't remember, there's a technical term for
time travel.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show. We always say East Eddy is where debunkers come to die. Because there's so much going on here. And the more time you spend here, the more you see things that you just cannot deny. They're doing things that, they're morphing. We had one for forever, just kept becoming four or five, back to one again. It's crossing back and forth. And then it was shooting a huge laser or something back at us. Of course, we shot a laser at first, but it was like responding and everything. And a lot of people watching, they go, what have you done, like this? And I said nothing, you know. But anyway, you know, you gotta really master your fear to have these contacts. You gotta be ready, and there are techniques where you can actually create safe space and clear any unseen. That's what we teach here: clearing unseen negative influences. And you know, if you're having a problem with negative ETs, call in the beneficial ones, the positive ones. It's really simple. They take care of it very quickly. I've seen massive ships turn into powder. They hit it with a big beam, and there's a big blue flash, and there's just powder in the sky. And I asked them, what was that? And they said, we broke the molecular bond on everything, and it just goes back to a powder. You know, so anyway, they don't do that unless those guys are coming with deadly force, if they're coming to play with you. So we have very extensive protection here. We have overseers, you know, they're watching this place. And if anything negative, like little mosquitoes come in, they zap them, I hope. But I'm never, this guy's back. No more Mr. Nice Guy next time. Yeah, we got to, anybody else want to come up?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Want to give your name for the audience?
Jenny.
And you've had quite a few, so you've been here a few times and had quite a few.
Yeah.
But maybe you talk about here this weekend.
Totally. What's interesting about coming many times too, we were talking at breakfast this morning, and I'm saying we should be saying, instead of E-SETI, casual extraterrestrial
contact.
And because it, that's been a great joy for me, like contrasting between when I first came to the ranch and now. And I'm like, it is like, hey, how's it going? Which is completely different. And what we're doing is so empowering, not just with what we're doing with herb work, joining together as a extraordinary, open-hearted, loving community.
Mm-hmm.
That what we're talking about here too is experience of deep peace and serenity, and how completely that flies in the face of a lot of what we're hearing outside of ourselves. And
yeah, this place is like an acupuncture point for the whole planet. I don't realize that, but it's,
yeah, true.
What happens here doesn't stay here. It's not like Vegas.
Yeah.
But, I love that saying about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, unless you're an ET that crashed in the middle of a suburb. It's worldwide.
So true. And when you see like someone like Hugo come up, and like the expression on his face of just like, wow.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot more tonight, a lot more things happen. The more we unify and come together as a group and lose the fear and get that sense of awe, like I really want, the more they come, the closer they come, and the more they contact.
So, yes.
So and it's
we're all doing that personal work. Like every time we come, it's like, with a knowing that we're coming to this extraordinary frequency land, and then to be doing this connection with the earth and the herbs and like the direct healing from Mother Gaia to us, and relearning the language, you know, through beautiful people like Kathy and Myra who've been doing this for so long.
And I noticed too, it's what you don't realize, that energy that's so strong here, it does bring things up, and then people have to process. And, but it'll happen really quickly and gracefully if you allow it, you know, if you don't project and blame, which is great. And which I always wear a t-shirt here, and it says, I'm not your father, I'm not your mother, I'm not your ex-lover, I'm just sitting here. And so,
but when you've been around the block a few times here, and you're like, you know that it's like, okay, we're going to the hi-fi spot. It's like, what techniques can I bring in this time that I've been learning in between times? And like, this time's been marvelous for me because the water is a great place of clearing and healing.
Oh yeah.
And so I've been like hanging out in the waters, which many say have higher frequencies than the land. Well, for me, it's a personal experience, definitely.
I know the water right now, we're going through that time where there's a lot of glacier melt in it. So you can imagine all the minerals in that water.
Gorgeous.
It's like taking a mineral bath or something.
Totally. Happy fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been a really joyful, like, it's like, wow, that's an easy way to come into harmony and balance. Like, because we're bridging that gap between, you know, the 3D and the upper dimensions. And, and then we go out, you know, our classes are so full of light and love and laughter and extraordinary knowledge from, you know, Kathy's like, I always say this to Kathy, I had the privilege of being able to hang out with Kathy at her store in Arizona in Mesa, and she's doing it.
Oh yeah,
she's living it, and she's on the front line.
Yeah,
triage, because it's is a war zone. We
yeah,
pretty
the
much
polarities, yeah, they're really splitting right now. And those who want to live a spiritual life in harmony with nature and each other are coming together, and the other ones that want to keep doing the control and greed and domination and that, they're moving in that direction, and that world is collapsing now.
Yes.
It's imploding. It's on a downward spiral. And so, you know, it's great to have, you know, people like Kathy and other people out there to help support that.
Totally. So she's also living oneness. And I think that's what we're all looking to do, where there's no judgment, where, yes, it's triage and it's a war. And sometimes we're speaking different languages with each other.
It's not about me.
It's a personal experience. Anything you want to be.
We've had people come here and just, it's all about me, you know, and they talk about themselves for 2-3 hours and they never come back.
It can be a it can be a powerful beginning. But the joy is what I wanted to tap into as well, that, you know, when we were out there, and this always happens for me. Woo! And then it's like what we're all describing today of like the right-hand turning. It is a validation when you're like, yep, there's nobody who could tell me that that's average. Or this.
I know. After those sessions out there where we're all doing DC incorrect and everything else, nobody will follow me, so I don't have to worry about followers.
We're all just being our authentic selves.
And this whole place is about empowering the individual, and so
totally.
So it's
making it real.
Yeah,
in a big way. So like that real of like ET contact is beautiful, peaceful, and serene. Using the correct tools of offloading your own stuff. Coming into alignment, and it's so deeply validating, and just the empowerment of being with, because you know you can get discouraged about humanity, well, but not when you come here, and you're like, whoa,
It's really about mastering judgment and practicing loving detachment, and not getting, you know, drop into the heart, and you're going to have all kinds of amazing experiences here. But you know, if you come with an attitude, that's what you're going to create. If you come here with skepticism and doubt and judgment, that's the world you're going to create here. It's going to blow up in your face because we don't play those games. But you know, it's a really important, just again, like we said, just have an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Things happen here. And we watch spontaneous healings, miracles happen here.
Big time.
And it's between the individual and the creator what happens.
Yeah. And the honestly, also for me is the extraordinary gratitude I have for the obvious, unseen, seen. We are getting so much assistance and help, and the stories that we share with each other and the place that takes us is deeply, deeply satisfying. I think because there's a lot of us have had many lives on Earth and it hasn't been so fabulous. And so to finally come to this time, this moment in time and this place is deeply, deeply satisfying on a soul level.
Definitely. I love being in nature and gardening, and you know, it's and I've never lost an argument with a rock or a tree. It's just accepting no matter what.
Yeah.
Say whatever you want. And okay. And I'm sorry,
but... What are you mirroring to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
You know, nature doesn't judge you. It doesn't care.
No.
It doesn't care what you're wearing, what you believe. Else, but
and Jake the cat, I could talk all night, but Jake is super cool. Like he's doing a lot of work. Yeah. He's taking it.
Holding the feline energy.
Yeah.
He's been around a long time. You know, as big as he is and as old as he is, he can move if he needs to. Yeah. He can see huge squirrels and things sometimes. I still I can't believe we caught that.
Yeah.
I can't believe we even got up to catch me.
It's like a guise. He's actually,
yeah,
it's like, oh, you think I am a fat cat. I am a monster.
Yeah.
You should see what I'm fighting off out here. That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. Since we have all the cats here now, the gophers are gone way down. Fruit trees are going up, and so it's great, you know, keeping the balance.
Yeah. So I'm very, very grateful to you, James, for taking it for the team. So it's a heck of a long time. And to this place and to the stewards of this place, which is so vast, and seeing that in the, like the echinacea, digging that root and just... indescribable, the people that you attract, all of us. Just
after Pam be my friend.
Yeah. It's a very complex.
It's very expensive.
That takes some serious cash. Yeah, so thank you.
Thanks
this
for
way
up.
That way.
All right, anybody else? You guys want to come on the show and talk about some of your experiences?
Yeah.
We can come together if you want. You want to pull another church? I have to grab another. Yeah, I'll share a chair.
Yeah.
See if we can get you both in there. There you go. Get my mug out. So anyway, I mean, you guys had a blast out there. I noticed you were seeing all kinds of things happening in the sky and experiencing the land and the energy here.
Yes.
Yeah. Feel free to talk about some of your experiences.
My name's Fernanda. I'm Alexandra. Hi.
Hi.
My mother. So this is my first time here, and I've been wanting to come here for a few years, and just it never works out when you're not ready, I guess. But when Kathy, and I've been following her too on her herbal classes. So when I saw the dangling carrot of herbal certification with Isetti, I thought, okay, I gotta go to this. So okay. I asked my daughter and she's like, let's go. And we signed up and it's been really great. Last night we did see a lot of shifts, and I, even though I'm a full believer, and I was like, all right, is it really, you know, we're looking up. And I thought, there's no way one plane can be one after another like that. You saw three or four going.
Yeah.
And then it changed directions, and it was really amazing how many were in the sky last night. And then the class that we're taking has been so inspiring to remind all of us of how important it is for us to really take that initiative to recover our knowledge, right? To self-empower, to not be waiting for somebody to take care of us, not waiting for some, you know, government, whatever, to come with medication, but for us to know that what we need is available if we want to do that work. So this has been a reminder that we all are responsible for our own selves, for our own healing, and to move forward in the direction that, you know, it's for our well-being. Mm-hmm. So I'm really grateful because it's been everything together, like beautiful, terrible community, and now we get to take it back to our ranch and share with others and empower others, hopefully, as well. So thank you for having this place.
I also feel like doing it as
family, you know, whenever possible, when we can invite our loved ones to join us in these deeper experiences of connecting with all that is here to connect with, all the goodness. I think that sends out a really healing pulse through all of it. You know, I feel this morning we had a massive fight, and we haven't done that since I was like maybe a teenager. And it was because we were rushing to go, and it like, wow, this rage energy came through me. And it was really humbling and really scary. And we got through it so beautifully and so swiftly. We had, in the middle of your class, we had a, you said, like, whatever your story is about your mom, let that shit go. And my eyes filled with tears. And you said, like, one day she won't, your mom won't be here anymore. You know, and you weren't even talking to me directly, but you said something that really struck me and just reminded me, we got to keep our relations with our families really good, really strong, not allow those dark energies that come in and activate frustration and anger. Like, we can't get stuck there. So I felt it move through me. And then to just let it move out, like, And I texted her in class and I said, I don't know how or when to make this right, but I love you and I'm sorry. And she turned and we hugged.
I know,
and
cried. I said, it's already all good. I was just waiting for her.
So you nip it in the bud, you leave the story behind and you keep going forward towards the light. That is the focus.
That's a perfect example because that happens here. Things come up. And this is a golden opportunity to heal and clear and get through them. And they come up fast, but as fast as they come up, they go out. And you can heal them very quickly and gracefully. And we have, before you guys go, you should grab one of the cards because it has this amazing healing prayer on the back. And you can clear any unseen negative influences because some of these things that come through aren't even ours. They're other entities and their thoughts and emotions, and they need healing too. And sometimes we act it out and we go, oh my God, what was that?
Totally. Where did that come from? I'm so embarrassed. And I appreciate your reminder to all of us that when the negative energies come in any form, to just simply call upon the benevolent ones and that they'll take care of it. We don't have to worry. It can be quick, swift, graceful, beautiful. And actually then getting through it, we have the potential to be even closer, even more intimately connected, more trusting of the goodness and its power. So super grateful.
And also too, I mean, give yourself credit because you caught it. You didn't project and blame. You didn't hang on to it like most people do. And it's amazing that you took the personal responsibility and cleared it, which is a lot of people want going to blame, project, and they don't take personal responsibility. And they just keep going back and forth and back and forth until they split and never see each other again. But it's so important right now to, we have a saying, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing and take personal responsibility, and that empowers you and you can clear it out because a lot of it's not even yours. You pick it up from some other source or some other energy. And we have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. And just because you're meaty doesn't mean you're benevolent, which upset a lot of people, but some people are saying, oh, it's all good, let anything jump in. It doesn't work that way.
And then last night when we got back to our cabin, we smelled the smell and I was like, somebody must have hit a skunk. This morning we found out that there's no skunk out here, and it was really a bizarre experience too.
I had the same thing happen yesterday at my place, and I heard this boom, boom, this big running. And then I heard boom, boom on the house. And I go, okay. And I went and got some apples and put them.
So I'd be like, enough with the apples.
Protecting this place, I want some apples.
Great.
Anyway, thanks so much for coming on the show. And I'm glad you're having a good time.
Thank you.
All right, we're coming up on the end of the hour, folks, unfortunately. There's so much happening right now. The real disclosure is coming from the sky, and it's coming through the hearts and minds. I love what Mary said once. She said, universal peace will not come through governments or religion, but through the hearts and minds of the people. And that's the same way with disclosure. The real disclosure is going to come through our own hearts, our own minds, and it's coming from the sky. So don't give your power away. And Right. Do your own research, you know, use that critical thinking. You know, if it it doesn't have running lights and it doesn't have a strobe and it's a bright light and it makes a right angle turn, odds are it's probably a UFO. So anyway, have a great evening. Signing off, James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and You Said Stargate. Again, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and you'll get through these times. Good night. We'll be right back.